101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. That is the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson on lead for Rockin' Robin. And we have guests in the studio this morning for a community conversation as we approach 7:30. It is 28 degrees out there, feels like it is 21. And gentlemen, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves, if you would, please, and we'll talk about this program coming up tomorrow night at the West Bend Public Library.
I'm Benjamin Slain with the Kettles Color Cruise.
I'm Michael Orban with the Orban Foundation for Veterans.
All right. And so you have a program coming up tomorrow evening at the library, and military veteran career opportunities, an important topic.
It is. We were fortunate enough to be introduced to Mike Kreilkamp, and he had asked us, when finding out we were veterans, wanted to know if we had any veterans interested in jobs as truck drivers, because they're looking for quite a few of them. And Ben and I pretty much came up with the same idea right away. Well, let's put on a little something at the public library in West Bend and introduce veterans to the possibility of having a career in trucking. So that's really how the whole idea started.
But there'll also be other career opportunities.
Well, trucking and warehousing, but
okay.
All specifically for Kreilkamp trucking out of Allenton in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For this one, this is our first gig on this.
Okay.
But Ben and I are both very big at different projects for helping veterans. We're both combat veterans. We both know some of the struggles and issues of readjusting after coming home from war, not just for the veteran, but for the family. So a lot of the things that we do, Ben does with his organization, Kettle Colors, are all focused on giving veterans better opportunities, better prospects, resources for jobs, which is a big issue for veterans.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Ben. What does your organization do?
So the Kettles Color Cruise is a 501c3 here out of Washington County, West Bend, and we raise money and awareness and funds for different civic organizations throughout the county. Last year, we raised money for the Youth and Family Project, and we raised a few thousand dollars for them. The year prior to that, and just haphazardly, we kind of raised funds and awareness for the Orban Foundation for Veterans. So, and we do a bunch of pop-up events throughout the year. We do the Cars and Coffee here in town, the West Bend Cars and Community Cars and Coffee, and then we do one in Hartford, in Fredonia. We did one in Fond du Lac last year, Cedarburg as well, and we kind of just raise funds through that, and we donate our funds to the different organizations that we sponsor. So,
okay. And the Orban Foundation for Veterans.
Orban Foundation for Veterans. I'm a combat veteran. I had a lot of issues when I came home from Vietnam, and so we designed our foundation primarily to do crisis intervention for families, especially veterans on the street who are struggling with any kind of mental health issues or issues with readjustment to alcoholism, suicidal tendencies, homelessness, all of those sorts of things. Also work with veterans who are incarcerated in prison. And we have a couple of projects, one at the Warrior Partnership that we designed at the Medical College of Wisconsin. And we have projects on opioid addiction, suicide in veterans. But the primary thing that I'd like to do is, because of my background, is the crisis intervention for veterans and families who are struggling and need resources for resolving some of the issues they have after coming home from war.
Sure. If people want to find out more, is there a website?
My website is orbanfoundationforveterans.org. So it's my name, O-R-B-A, as in boy, A-N, foundationforveterans.org.
And for the Kettles Color Cruise, we are the Kettles Color Cruise, kettlescruise.com, and you can find us on Instagram at Kettles Cruise.
All right. How long have you been involved in doing the nonprofit side of things?
For me, it's a little over 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're pretty new to this. And one of the additional things that we do too, and I'm really proud of this, and it's been very beneficial for us as part of the organization. We work with NAMI of Washington County in crisis intervention training for police and sheriff's officers in our county, which is something I really enjoy. In fact, we have another one coming up here pretty quick in April.
And that's an important message to get across to law enforcement.
Well, it is, absolutely. And there is a very big overlap between what the police and the sheriffs do and what we do as soldiers in the military.
Sure, sure. All right. So tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30, and people can come and find out more about possible trucking careers. And then is the plan down the road to do similar things with different potential careers?
Oh, absolutely. And we want to base it all, we want to be very, very careful because Ben and I are much more, much bigger advocates of education for veterans, educating them and what are the reactions you're having after war? What are the needs that you have? What are the resources that we can provide on an educational basis? So, yeah, we're thinking of having, we haven't spoken with the library yet, but we'd like to have a continuing educational program on different topics for veterans and veterans' families.
Sure, sure. Important to involve the families as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our thinking is that it's not the veteran, but the veteran and his family who are the center healthcare unit that we pay attention to.
All right. And again, let's give people the web addresses so they can find out more and get more involved in what you guys are doing.
So for more information on this particular event, you can go to the OrbanFoundationForVeterans.org or thekettlescruise.com.
All right.
And one other thing, with this project tomorrow, the program tomorrow, this is also about warehousing. It's not just trucking. So there are over-the-road truck driving jobs that they're looking for. There are also home every night dump truck jobs that are available. Plus, CryoCamp has a large number of warehouses where they're looking for warehouse workers as well. So,
okay.
And it's a great company. This is another company that we could look at online, CryoCamp Trucking. .com out of Allenton, Wisconsin.
All right. Did we cover all the bases, gentlemen?
Oh, we never cover them all, but that's good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.